Hello, friend. Congratulations on finding the cupboard. Not many adventurers manage to progress this far down the algorithm. It's me, John, the mini-boss that inhabits this level, ready to test your mettle with a full quiz. 40 points on offer, and starting with round one, the back catalogue cabin. This is a simple game of name that musical artist. The only problem is I've decided to eschew their more popular hits and see how much of a fan you are by playing you some clips of their most obscure tracks. You don't need to name the song, just who you're hearing, starting with this solo artist.
I love everything about you, from your old school tennis shoes to the way you move when you're dancing with me. Do you remember our first kiss? And it wasn't long enough. Remember the first time we spent those weeks together? They were not long enough.
Yeah, a solo artist, despite all the harmony there. 2 points for a correct answer. That's all I need. Number two is this solo artist.
Some folks like to get away, take a holiday from the neighborhood. Have a flight to Miami Beach or to Hollywood. But I'm taking a Greyhound on the Hudson River line. I'm in a New York state of mind.
Yeah, so obviously that's not Billy Joel, but covering his song New York State of Mind on an album track is who? Number three, another solo artist.
And now my heart is drumming. Believe this love could maybe save my soul. I hear a voice out of the silence.
That's a distinctive singing style, isn't it? But who is it? Number four is our fourth solo artist.
To where you were standing, waiting for the big ride. A vision in black, no holding back, and pulled in alongside. Drove tonight, falling light. The time has come to pay the price.
Oh, another recognisable voice, if you know it, that is. Number five is our one and only band of this round. Who is this?
What about that situation? All night's procrastination. Take you to the point where you lead her to her door. There's nothing left there to say. I guess you best be on your way. Before you go, you got to do that chore. No, where's the time when it's just your time to think you should make your move? It doesn't work as you're just a jerk with no excuse.
Oh, some pretty competent drumming at the end there, at least. What band was that? And who are the other four? That's what I want to know. Round two's coming up.
Wait a minute. Disappointed! 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 This isn't my world.
Let's do an anything but round, shall we? Hope you said yes out loud there. I mean, you have no choice anyway. It's very much what I've written. So you have a choice of any of multiple possible correct answers in this round, all worth an equal 2 points. And my only stipulation is you can't have what I deem the most obvious answer, which I will tell you. Question one, then. Name any of the 10 busiest London Underground stations except King's Cross St Pancras, which is number one on the list for the data. The TfL data for August 2023 is the latest that I could find. King's Cross, known for Harry Potter, etc., and also very much used by people. Can you name any of the other 9 that make up the top 10 most used London Underground stations, tube stations? 2 points if you can. Number two, Name any of the 10 smallest US state capitals by population except Montpellier. Montpellier? I don't know how French they go. Montpellier with the pronunciation. It's the capital of Vermont anyway. And it only has 7,000 or 8,000 inhabitants. You don't need to match the state for this one, just the name of the city. Again, there are 9. I should say this is a geography-themed anything but round. Didn't mention that in the introduction, but you've probably worked it out already. 9 possible potential correct answers for you there. Number 3, name any French overseas territory in the Caribbean except Guadeloupe. These are overseas departments and collectivities of France. There are 3 others in the Caribbean apart from Guadeloupe. So name any one of those. Number 4 is name any capital city of a Stan country except Islamabad. There are 7 UN member countries whose names end with the suffix S-T-A-N, Stan. Pakistan has the largest population and its capital is Islamabad. Can you name the capital of any of the other 6? Again, like the state question here, I'm not looking for the name of the country, just the capital city. And number 5, name any country that has land on the equator except Brazil. The largest country by area which has land on the equator. There are 10 others, though. I think this is pretty gettable. If you have a globe near you, please don't look at it. That is very much cheating. What am I going to do, though, I suppose? But yes, any of the other 10 countries with land on the equator, apart from good old Brazil. Right, and we sped through the anything but round, as we usually do. Round 3, though, is the one after this. And it's called Congratulations, You Played Yourself, which is all about celebrity cameos in popular television program The Simpsons. Listen to this brief clip for number 1 and tell me who's speaking first, talking to the character Mo.
Always happy to help the newbies. And how'd you like LA?
Oh, it's a hell of a city. It's like somebody stepped on New York and scraped it off on the beach.
Clever, slightly nasty, very impressive. You know, I don't say this often, Mo, but I actually think you're quite good at this.
Oh, well. Oh, nuts, here come the paparazzi.
There you go, you get the idea. Name the celebrity, the person who spoke first there, not Mo, who is played by Hank Azaria, I believe. Okay, question 2, and again, who speaks first here?
But the menu said galaxy of prawns. 3 prawns are hardly a galaxy. What do you mean your hands are tied? Let me talk to Mr. Kwan.
I want to see how this turns out.
The phone's not even plugged in.
All right, you listen to me, Kwan. Hang on, I got another call. Yes, Mr. President, I can be in Washington right away.
Okay, 2 points available again there. Next one, it's again who speaks first. This one from the lowest rated episode ever on IMDb of The Simpsons. The first person to speak in this clip is the answer.
Never forget, you're all my little monsters.
Actually, I'm half monster, half Armenian. Pick your poison.
And you should love yourself as much as I love you, because...
Tell us in song.
Because...
With theatricality. Come on, I woke up for this.
Yeah, more Mo there, coincidentally enough, but who was the woman speaking? Number 4, again, we're starting with the person who is the answer. Professor Frink does talk a fair amount in this one, but who speaks first?
But I'm sure that once girls get to know the real you, you'll get plenty of dates. Next question?
Yes, over here. Hi, Haven. In episode BF12, you were battling barbarians while riding a winged Appaloosa. Yet in the very next scene, my dear, you're clearly atop a winged Arabian. Please to explain it.
Yeah. Well, whenever you notice something like that, a wizard did it.
I see. All right, yes. But in episode AG4...
Wizard.
For glaving out loud.
Very nice. And we're going all the way back to season 4 for this last clip. And for the first time this round, it's not the first person to speak, but the second. Lisa starts us off, and who's the man that speaks after her?
Dad, that's not the real Batman.
Of course I'm Batman.
See, here's a picture of me with Robin.
Who the hell's Robin?
Oh, I guess you're only familiar with the new Batman movies. Michelle Pfeiffer. The only true Catwoman is Julie Newmar, Lee Merriweather, or Eartha Kitt. And I didn't need molded plastic to improve my physique.
Fabulous, right. Congratulations, you played yourself was that round, and round four is last. Last in line, to be precise, that's the name of the round. It's just about completing lists with no additional context. And in that spirit, question one is this. My left foot, there will be blood. What? I want you to tell me what replaces the word what that I said at the end there. What is not the last thing on the list. Something else is. My left foot, there will be blood. What? 2 points if you can tell me what goes there. Number two is Lucy, Edmund, Susan, what? Lucy, Edmund, Susan, what is question two? Question three. Sherbo 92, Otto 88, Phelps 04, Spitz 72, what? Obviously, I want two elements to that answer to get you your 2 points. Sherbo 92, Otto 88, Phelps 04, Spitz 72, what? Number four is the entire history of you, 15 million merits, what? The entire history of you, 15 million merits, what? Only three elements to that list. And finally, number five, flute, oboe, clarinet, what? Flute, oboe, clarinet, what is our last question? A nice quick round that. Pausing, rewinding are encouraged and or allowed. Let's get to the answers after this.
Their minimum objective must be the entire world.
The Quiz Cupboard needs your help. You can do your best work by spreading the word and forcing more people to listen awkwardly while you stare at them and nod the whole time. Or there's the option of reviews and ratings. Positive ones are preferred and will help the podcast to climb the all-important charts. Patreon is still there if you've got £2 a month burning a hole in your pocket. Or there's merch at quizcupboard.com for the more easily impressed loved ones in your life. Okay, you can come out now. That bit's over. Answers are here. Let's find out if you won. I bet you did. Number one in the back catalogue cabin. Let's have a tiny clip of each one, starting with this.
Everything about you, from your old school tennis shoes to the way you move when you're dancing with me.
So that's Beyonce. That's all I needed for your 2 points. Beyonce Knowles, or Beyonce, her, you know, professional name, I suppose. The song's called Gift from Virgo. It may not be a single, but it is from a very well-known album of hers, Dangerously in Love, from back in 2003. But yes, Beyonce is the answer, and that's the important bit for the quiz. Number two was this.
I'm in a New York state of mind.
I wonder if that was a hard one. Literally one of the most popular singers of the 20th century, Johnny Mathis, is the answer. You may know him from Misty or When a Child is Born, but yeah, that one, New York State of Mind, a Billy Joel cover. Johnny Mathis, though, 88 years old as I record this. Well done if you got that. Here's a bit of number three.
Believe this love could maybe save my soul.
That is Sophie Ellis-Bextor. Cut Straight to the Heart, the name of the song from her 2011 album Make a Scene. But you may recognize her vocal style more from Groove Jet, Murder on the Dance Floor. Hi Coco, she's a fan. So Sophie Ellis-Bextor, your 2 points there. That's Coco the cat, sorry. There we go, she's got the treat she was asking for. Number four.
Time has come to pay the price. You're driving me wild.
And that is the gravelly voice of Bonnie Tyler. You know, Total Eclipse of the Heart, Holding Out for a Hero, Bonnie Tyler. There with, of course, Driving Me Wild. That's from a 1995 album called Free Spirits. Well done if you knew Bonnie there. And finally, this band.
there's a time when it's just your time to think you should make your move.
We get the idea. That is the distinctive strains of early Blink 182. Yeah, Does My Breath Smell is the name of that song from their Cheshire Cat album, 1995 also. Blink 182, the answer to that. You could hear Tom DeLonge doing his singing there. Round two was anything but the geography round, so let's do that. The 10 busiest London Underground stations are King's Cross, that's the one I had, so you couldn't have that. King's Cross, St Pancras to be precise. And the rest, Tottenham Court Road, Waterloo, Liverpool Street, London Bridge, Stratford, Paddington, Oxford Circus, Victoria, and Bond Street. That is right. That is going from 2 down to 10 on the list. I'll repeat them all. 2 points if you said any of Tottenham Court Road, Waterloo, Liverpool Street, London Bridge, Stratford, Paddington, Oxford Circus, or Victoria, or Bond Street. Nearly forgot the last one there. So we've got another list of 9 here, namely the 10 smallest US state capitals by population. Montpellier was the top one. And then going down again, we've got, going up, I suppose, in population, we've got Pierre, that is the capital of South Dakota, as you know, Augusta in Maine, Frankfort in Kentucky, Helena in Montana, Juneau in Alaska, Dover in Delaware, Annapolis in Maryland, Jefferson City in Missouri, and Concord in New Hampshire. One more time then, the cities: Pierre, Augusta, Frankfort, Helena, Juneau, Dover, Annapolis, Jefferson City, and Concord. If you said any of those, very good. Number three, the French overseas territories in the Caribbean, apart from Guadeloupe, there are 3 of them. Saint Martin, if you're an English speaker, that is shared with the Netherlands. It has a rare land border for the Caribbean islands. Saint Barthélemy, that's Saint Bart's to you and me, and Martinique. So I'm not including here French Guiana, that's too far east on the north coast of South America to count as a Caribbean nation. So Saint Martin, Saint Barthélemy, or Martinique are your 3 possible answers for your 2 points there. Number 4, capitals of Stan countries, except Islamabad, the capital of Pakistan. We're going in alphabetical order of countries here. So Kabul is the capital of Afghanistan. Astana is the capital of Kazakhstan. Bishkek is the capital of Kyrgyzstan. Dushanbe is Tajikistan's capital. Ashgabat, Turkmenistan, and Tashkent, Uzbekistan. So again, just the capital cities in that order: Kabul, Astana, Bishkek, Dushanbe, Ashgabat, and Tashkent. I should mention that those are the names as I record in 2024. Yes, the Kazakhstan capital does keep changing its name, but Astana, currently the name of it. 2 points if you said any of those. And the countries on the equator are Brazil, can't have that. The other 10 go: Ecuador, Colombia, Sao Tome and Principe, Gabon, the Republic of the Congo, the Democratic Republic of the Congo, Uganda, Kenya, Somalia, and Indonesia. I think Ecuador may be the most gettable at the beginning of the list there, because it basically does mean equator, doesn't it? In Spanish, Ecuador, Colombia, Sao Tome and Principe, well done if you said that, Gabon, the two Congos, Uganda, Kenya, Somalia, and Indonesia. Any of those answers worth 2 points. Round 3 was our Simpsons round. Let's hear a short clip of one line from each of these people again. Number 1.
Clever, slightly nasty, very impressive. You know, I don't say this often, Mo, but I actually think you're quite good at this.
So yeah, judging Mo's judging there is Simon Cowell. This is from season 21. Simon Cowell apparently hated recording The Simpsons, but maybe he's just playing into his public character when he says that. Who knows? That's your answer anyway for 2 points. Number 2.
But the menu said galaxy of prawns. 3 prawns are hardly a galaxy.
That's Gary Coleman from one of the Christmas episodes, season 11. Gary Coleman, actor best known for Different Strokes. But yeah, appearing there as a security guard in The Simpsons. Well done if you said that. 2 points. Number 3 was this.
You're all my little monsters.
That clip, definitely the biggest giveaway, that the answer is Lady Gaga, who calls her fans the Little Monsters, doesn't she? A series 23, season 23 episode, this. Like I said, the lowest rated ever on IMDb, 4 out of 10 stars from the public. 60% of the reviews giving it 1 or 10 stars, so a very polarizing one. That, but Lady Gaga, the answer, that's the important thing here. Number 4.
Ah, yeah. Well, whenever you notice something like that, a wizard did it.
Which is Lucy Lawless answering questions from fans about her role as Xena Warrior Princess in a Treehouse of Horror episode from season 11 of The Simpsons. Lucy Lawless, well done if you knew her. A bit of a classic episode, that. And number 5.
Of course I'm Batman.
And of course it is Adam West, the best Batman, star of one of the jingles that I've made for the quiz cupboard. In fact, the last one that you heard. So Adam West, the answer for that one from season 4, that clip, in case you're keeping count. Let's move on to round 4, which is our last one here, last in line. I'll complete the lists. So number 1, My Left Foot, There Will Be Blood. And the answer is Lincoln. Because, of course, these are films for which Daniel Day-Lewis has received Best Actor Oscars. He's got 3, a record. My Left Foot, then There Will Be Blood, and finally Lincoln. Or maybe not finally, but most recently Lincoln. 2 points for that. Number 2, Lucy, Edmund, Susan, and the answer is Peter. They're all people's first names, of course, but these are specifically the Pevensey siblings in the Chronicles of Narnia in ascending age order, starting from the youngest, Lucy, and progressing to Peter, the oldest brother there. Well done if you got that. Number 3, Sherbo 92, Otto 88, Phelps 04, Spitz 72, and the answer is Phelps 08. If you got the year right but the name wrong or vice versa, have 1 point because there are 2 available for the question, but Phelps 08 for 2 points. These are the most Olympic medals won in a single games by one person. They're all swimmers apart from Vitaly Sherbo, a gymnast competing for the former Soviet unified team in 1992. Michael Phelps got 8 golds and no other medals in Beijing 2008, beating Mark Spitz by 1. And his own haul of 6 gold and 2 bronze from 4 years earlier. Phelps, oh wait, yeah, Michael Phelps is our answer there. Number 4, the entire history of you, 15 million merits. And the answer is the national anthem. How is your knowledge of Netflix TV shows? This is the 3 episodes in series 1 of Black Mirror, in reverse order, finishing with the first one, The National Anthem, a memorable episode in which Rory Kinnear plays the Prime Minister. I'll let you look up the rest of the plot if you don't know it. The National Anthem is our answer there. And finally, flute, oboe, clarinet, and the answer is bassoon. This is a woodwind quartet in scoring order, meaning roughly getting lower in pitch as we go. Flute, the highest in pitch, then oboe, then clarinet, and then bassoon, of course. The clue's in the name, playing the lowest notes. And, well, I'll see you bassoon, because it is, in fact, time to go for another week. It's been real. I can't believe you got 40 out of 40 points, but then again, why did I ever doubt you? This is regular episode 80. Which feels like a great time for a few weeks off. The next thing you see on your feed will be the preview for special episode 16 in the second week of May. Then the next normal quiz won't be far behind. Have a nice intervening period anyway, friend, and I'll speak to you soon. Bye-bye. Special thanks to Cupboard Citizens, Colin Farley, and Nat Panda. Patreon.com/quizcupboard.